My brother is so dumb and mean. He didn't even know the light was broken, and he tried to hit me when I told him.
It sounds like the light bulb isn't the only thing broken in your house. Thanks for tuning in to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach, and I'm glad you're here. When you shake a broken toy, you might hear those pieces rattling around inside. And that's not a very happy sound, is it? When you fight with your siblings or talk back to your parents, you're making that same broken toy sound too. And Jesus didn't create you to complain or argue, but you do it because sin has broken you. Remember, Jesus came to fix all that by dying on the cross. His salvation fixes your heart so you don't have to complain or argue anymore. Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 and 15 says, "Do everything without complaining or arguing so that you will be blameless and pure." And here's our story today. It's called The Broken Light Bulb. "James, can you hold the door open for me?" Dad called. But James and Abby were too busy fighting over which video game to play to hear him. "James," Dad called again, "please hold the door open so I can bring the ladder in." "Why do I always have to help you? Why can't Abby? She never has to help." "I didn't ask your sister. I asked you," Dad said firmly. James sighed but got up and held the door. As Dad set up the ladder and climbed the metal rungs, Abby and James started fighting again. "Abby, James," Dad called down. "What is this?" He held up the burnt-out light bulb he'd unscrewed from the light fixture. James shrugged, and Abby rolled her eyes. "It's a dead light bulb," she answered, glaring at her brother. "Duh." James pulled back his arm like he was going to hit his sister. "Abby, that's enough, James. Don't touch your sister." "Yes, a broken light bulb. What do you hear?" Dad descended the ladder and shook the bulb. "Broken pieces rattling around," James said, still scowling. Dad looked at James and Abby. "When we complain and argue, we have broken pieces clanging around inside us too. Our purpose is to live lives that shine for Jesus and show others who he is. But complaining and arguing get in the way of us trusting him in every situation and sharing his love with others." Abby and James were silent and looked down. "Abby, hand me that new bulb, please," Dad said. Abby handed him the new bulb without saying a word. Dad started back up the ladder. "Dad," James asked, "if we're like broken light bulbs, does that mean we can never shine again?" Dad started twisting in the new bulb. "The good news, James, is that Jesus always makes us shine, even though we sin. And when we do something wrong that makes us rattle and clang, we can ask him to forgive us and start doing things his way by being thankful and loving. He fixes our broken pieces, and we become like new." Dad came back down the ladder and flipped the switch on the wall. The new bulb shone brightly and lit the whole room. So what about you? Do you argue with your brothers and sisters? Do you complain when a parent or teacher asks you to do something? Complaining and arguing expose sin in our hearts, keeps us from showing Jesus' love to others. If those things have been clanging around your life lately, ask Jesus to forgive you and replace them with thankfulness and love. And then shine for him. Our key verse today,
Philippians 2, 14 and 15. "Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you will be blameless and pure, as you shine like lights in a dark world."
And our key thought today, don't complain or argue. You could win a Kindle Fire this summer with my Word with Zach summer reading program. If you want your chance to win, ask mom or dad to check out wordwithzach.org. That's wordwithzach.org. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.